The sovereign debt crisis continues to unfold in Europe, and world leaders struggle to keep countries including Italy and Greece from bankruptcy. But why are the economies in some countries in Europe spiralling out of control, yet others manage to balance the books? Could religion be the answer? We spoke to Sasha Becker, the Deputy Director of CAGE, Centre for Competitive Advantage in the Global Economy at the University of Warwick. His research revealed some fascinating insights into how the idea of the Protestant work ethic has helped to shape economic development in Europe. In your research, you talk about a link between Protestantism and economic growth, because Protestantism is more geared towards education. So could you start by telling me a bit more about that?
So I actually worked before coming to the UK in Munich, and Max Weber was also a professor there many years ago, 90 years ago. And his most famous work was the Protestant work ethic. And we looked into that, and we were often wondering, my co-author and I, Ludger Wissmann, that what is it, this Protestant work ethic, that makes Protestants act differently from Catholics? And at some point we thought, well, why don't we try to get hold of some statistical data to see whether there is anything in it statistically? As economists, we have as a theory that explains lots of things that we see out there in the world, human capital theory. So the idea that people who are more educated are typically more successful in their labor market experience. And so we were wondering, could there be maybe also an argument that Protestants are more educated than Catholics? And the reason simply being that Martin Luther, who was the founder of the Protestant faith, was pushing a lot for people to be able to read the Bible. So if that was really what was done in the early days after the Reformation in the 16th century, then maybe Protestant areas gained a competitive advantage over Catholic areas in there being schools and people being more educated. And while Luther had in mind that people should read the Bible, so he had more religious aims, as a side product of that, this education later on turned out to be useful also for economic activities.
So you mentioned Max Weber there, and this Protestant work ethic. So do you think that this actually exists?
I would not like to exclude it. So the way we have gone about looking at this issue is to collect data from the 19th century. Why the 19th century as opposed to today? We thought that that was a period where religiosity was still more pervasive. Nowadays, we would also have to think about people leaving the church, and we would have to consider not only Protestants and Catholics, but also atheists in the analysis. So by looking at the 19th century, we're looking at a period that also Max Weber had in mind when 100 years ago he thought about these issues. And we were looking at Prussia, which is one of the biggest chunks of what was later the German Reich, the German Empire. And there what we see is that in counties, and we have about 450 counties there, in counties that are of majority Protestant faith, these areas are more developed, they have higher incomes, they also have more people working in manufacturing and services as opposed to agriculture. So they are more developed towards, say, a kind of modern economy, towards capitalism. And we try to see how large is this gap in income. And then with statistical methods, we can see that this income gap is statistically largely explained by the differences in education. So once you control for education statistically, you find there is nothing left to be explained. So in that sense, religion probably was a main driver of these education differences that translated into income differences. But there is no extra channel we see by which religion would affect economic outcomes. And that's why we believe, well, we cannot exclude that this is the Protestant work ethic at work. But it does not seem to go the way that Max Weber probably had it in mind, that the Protestants are working harder during their working life, but rather it seems they already work harder in school. They invest more in their schooling.
What was the difference between the Protestant and the Catholic approach to education?
It was more in the very existence of schools. So we have collected some evidence for the 16th century, and there it's pretty scarce in terms of data, what you can find. But there is evidence that in Protestant areas, the Protestant reformers like Luther, but there were also people like Bugenhagen and others who were pushing a lot in church orders and through church visitations to make sure that schools were operating in all the parishes. So earlier on in Protestant areas, schools were set up. And Luther, in his writings, in his sermons, he made very often the point that parents also should send their kids to school. And it seems that the Protestants, in some sense, were 100 years ahead before the Catholics came up to the same kind of idea. During the Counter-Reformation, when the Jesuits came in, they also tried to catch up in education terms. But one thing we looked at in our work is also how things developed over the consecutive centuries. And it was only when the state introduced compulsory schooling that Catholic areas really caught up with the Protestant areas in terms of enrollment until age 14. And by that time, Protestants had started to have higher enrollment rates in secondary schooling, when the Catholics only completed kind of primary schooling. And then when compulsory schooling laws went up to like 16 years, the Protestants were the ones who were more numerous in universities. So that even to this day, when we look at data from the year 2000 in Germany, which was where we did our analysis, we find that Protestants have more or higher education than Catholics. So they have a higher probability to go to university and to finish university. So these differences even nowadays are there, but go largely unnoticed, because in everyday life people wouldn't typically talk about, are you Catholic, are you Protestant? Mm-hmm. So you don't realize that maybe your folk around you are more or less educated. Also because historically their parents, their grandparents were more or less educated.
So looking at the current economic situation in Europe, how do you think your research feeds into that?
Well, this is, I guess, where it gets somewhat speculative, because our research has looked mainly at the German lands and using the fact that Germany is mixed in religious terms between these two denominations. When we go to the European level, what we find is that some countries, say Scandinavian countries, are more or less completely of Protestant faith, and southern European countries like Spain and Italy are all Catholic. So when we compare these countries to one another, the risk is that we explain something as being the cause of religion, whereas it may be just that it's harder to get work done in a climate like in Sicily, where it's 40 degrees most of the year, and it's cold in Scandinavia, and you just sit in a factory and do some work. So still, it is noticeable that Scandinavian countries, being Protestant, are doing pretty well in terms of their government finances. They seem to keep their budgets in check, whereas in Spain and Italy, everything is running out of order. So whether that is religion or not is stretching it too far, but I wouldn't exclude it either. Some research we've done is to look also into the gender gap in Protestant areas and in Catholic areas. And it turns out that in Protestant areas, not only did Protestants as a whole have more education than the Catholics, but also Luther, very early on in 1520, in the early years of the Reformation, he said that also girls ought to go to school, which was at a time when in Catholic areas even the boys wouldn't go to school. So analyzing the gender gap, you find that you have a kind of ordering in terms of education levels: Protestant men, Protestant women, Catholic men, and then far, far below Catholic women. So the gender gap in Catholic areas is much, much larger. Mm-hmm. And to the extent that education is often a port of entry to get into the labor market at all, I find it at least surprising that in Protestant Scandinavia, women work, and in Catholic Spain and Italy, often they still stay at home and cater to conservative role models there. So I also see Protestantism there as maybe one driver of emancipation.